Welcome back to Broncos TV Live from New York here on this Thursday night. Really happy to be joined this week for the first time. One of the guys getting ready for the Super Bowl, safety Mike Adams. Mike, I know you guys just got back from practice. We're at that part of the week now where it feels like something you've been used to all season. I guess just take us back. I know for you this whole experience has been so special so far. What are you feeling now after you've been here for a few days?
Now I'm just feeling like game time now. Like you just said, we just got into the mold yesterday. We had pads on and we started hitting each other, so it just felt like getting back in the groove. We didn't have curfew Monday and
right.
had Sunday night and was out Monday, and then now back to work.
Right.
You know, we had media day, we did all the fun things, and now it's time to lock in and win a game.
Coach Fox said earlier this week that you guys put the whole game plan in last week. How did that help when you're getting ready for the biggest game of the season?
I think it helped big time just because of we have a tight schedule and we have so much going on. You know, we had our best practices last week, so now all we're doing now is putting the finishing touches on things and, like, just going over things, reiterating our game plan and what we have to do. We're tweaking a couple things here and there, but not much.
Coach likes to say that what counts is when you're playing your best football at the end of the year. I know it was a preseason game. The outcome didn't matter, but it still meant something to you guys. It's been such a long season since then.
Yeah.
But in terms of playing your best ball, let's take into account the injuries. How different is this defense right now since you guys went to Seattle and lost by 30 points? It was a preseason, I know, but still,
yeah.
How different is everything?
I mean, the one thing that makes a difference is only two people that was starting that preseason game. It was only two people that started that
right.
preseason game that's playing now.
It's amazing.
So that's one big difference. And another big difference is, like, we weren't clicking as a defense that well at the beginning of the season. We were still getting it together, but we were still making little mistakes here and there.
Right.
And we're not making those mistakes anymore. You know, we came out, we finished the season strong. We finished the season strong, and that's what you want to do. You want to finish strong, and we peaked at the right moment.
When you get to this point, especially in your career now, and you get to this point of the week where you're 3 days away, are you still talking to some of the younger players who go, wow, this is my first time here? It's Mike's first time, too. Or are you done talking to him?
I'm done talking to him because, you know, it's game time now. But earlier on, I wanted them to understand that they probably will never get here again. You know, not to put any bad luck on it,
sure.
or whatever. But
you just don't know.
You just don't know. And just Champ Bailey, this is first time in 14 years. You know, and 14, 15 years, whatever it is, and, like, his first time in a big dance. So that has to be saying a lot. And the young guys have to pay attention to that.
Let's talk about Seattle a little bit. You guys did face some mobile quarterbacks this year. Does it help? Can you take what you learned when you played against some of them and apply it to Russell Wilson?
Oh, absolutely. You can do that. But, you know, he's a special player. He's his own person. Like, he can create plays out of the pocket, and he got a strong arm. And I didn't really notice until I really studied him that his arm is real strong, and he create plays. Like,
yeah.
You can have the receivers locked up, and they can uncover,
right.
and he can create something, let alone the addition of Percy Harvin coming back, and then you got Beast Mode running the ball. So we got our hands full, but we're up for the challenge.
Yeah, they definitely have weapons. There's a reason why you guys are both here. Both teams are the two best teams in the NFL going to play for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You put the game plan in last week, and now you're a couple of days away when you've been kind of thinking about what it's going to be like come Sunday. Have you thought about what it's going to be like as you come out of the tunnel finally?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. But I could imagine chills going through my body, the crowd being electric. And, you know, the one thing you see on TV is that when kickoff, all the cameras flashing. You
right.
know, I can just see all that stuff right now. So that's one thing I could imagine.
Back before the Broncos even made the trip out here, I remember you were very emotional after the Patriots game. And then later on you said, if we win that Super Bowl, I'm going to go ahead and wear my pads home. That's how happy you were to just have this opportunity. Have you put more thought into that?
I thought about it, but that's still yet to be seen whether I'm going to walk home with my pads on and everything. So depending on how this game go, but if. So that's maybe.
I know as we let you go with this, you do have the ties here at home for you personally with – just the whole story. It's one of the best stories, I think, of the week with this team. I guess we'll let you go on this one and go inside and get warm. How special has this been?
it's been real special. You know, family's here. You know, it's nothing like celebrating with your family.
Yeah.
I don't have to fly them out, so I'm saving a little money. But just having all my family and friends here close to me and if we hoist up that trophy, it'll just mean so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again. Thanks for coming down. I know you guys are busy. All the Broncos are busy. Mike Adams taking some time to join us here tonight on Broncos TV Live. We'll be right back.